Zok the Hilgamish the Viter. Halacha number 6 that Admon paskind on, and the Chachamim disagree with Hamoitzi Shtar Choyv al Chaveiroi. Someone comes to me, takes out a Shtar Choyv, he says to me, excuse me, you owe me money. I owe you money? Yeah, here's the Shtar. Says of here, you borrowed money from me, and please pay it back. Oh, really? Well, I put my hands into my pocket. I take out a shtar mechira, that means a shtar that tells us there was a sale. And in this shtar it says, shemachaloi, that this person who claims I owe him money, he sold me as I saw the a field after the time that I was supposed to pay him back. I say this proves that your so-called shtar that I owe you money is either a forgery or I paid you up already. Because if I was chayiv money, I owed you money, you wouldn't have sold me a field. You would have taken the money I'm giving you for the field, and you would have said, okay, this is for the money you owe me. Now, if you want the field, pay me again. So if you sold me a field afterwards, that means I don't owe you money. That's what Admon holds. Admon says, Yachalu Sheyoymer. He can say, meaning me, in our mashal. I can say, Ilya Yisa Chayiv Lach, if I was mechuyev to pay you, you should have collected eshalach your chayv kishemachartali as a sudden when you saw me the field. As soon as you got the money for the sale, you should have said, no, this is the payment for the chayv. Why'd you continue to go through with the sale? You should have kept the money and the field. The chachamim say, Zahi pikeach, no. This person who takes out the shtar and says, I owe him money, he's a smart person. He's smart that he sold me land. Now he can use the field as a mashkin. See, until now, if he didn't pay back the loan, what could he do? Nothing. Now that he sold me a field, he knows I have a field. If I don't pay back the money, he can take the field. If he didn't sell me the field, I could have said, I have no money. Maybe I do, maybe I don't. Because whatever money I have, or metaltal and immovable things I could hide. But I can't hide a field that he sold me. So he davka sold me a field which I can't hide in order to secure his loan, to make sure he has what to get paid back from. See, he may have had a very good reason to sell me a field even though I owed him money. Again, he's a smart man. He could tie into this. That he only sold the karka because then I can use it as collateral. Now, zok de batanur. If I buy a field, how does it work? First I give the money, then I get the shtar. First we write the shtar, then I give the money. It depends. There were different places that are different menhagim. In a place where first you give the money and then you write the shtar, so no one's going to argue, the seller should have kept the money and the field. Again, if this is a place where first you give the money, and only then you write the shtar, why do I have a shtar? As soon as I gave you the money to purchase the field, instead of giving me a shtar, you should have said, too bad, that money was to take back my loan. You should have never given me the shtar that I sold you the field. And if you gave me the shtar, and you didn't take that money that I gave you, the purchase money, and use it for your chayv, it's a simon that there is no chayv. Either the loan document that you have is a forgery, or I paid it already. The machloikis, the admin and the chachamim, is in a place where the minig is, first you write the shtar when you buy something, and then you give the money. Admin says, look, he should have made a secret statement beforehand. Secret meaning, I, the buyer, should know about it. But he should have let people know, I'm making believe that I'm selling him a field. I'm not really selling it to him because I want him to have it. I'm just using this as a way to be able to collect my loan. You should have told people that. So then he gives me the shtar. I give him the money. I have the field. And now he comes and says, give me the field because you owe me money and you can't hide it. Here's the shtar. You owe me money. The Chachamim say the reason he didn't do that, he wasn't Moser Meido, he didn't tell people because he was scared that he was going to tell anybody. I'm going to wind up hearing about it, and I won't buy the field. I'll realize what he's doing. And the halacha in this Mishnah is like the Chachamim. In other words, if he pulls out a shtar and says, I owe him money, I can't say to him, well, it's not true, v'haraya. You sold me a field afterwards? It could very well be. He only sold me the field to make sure he has a place to collect his loan.